This is Fresh Air. Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of a reissue of an album by pianist Ken Werner. Werner is a classically trained jazz musician. He has turned up as a sideman on numerous LPs, from one of Charles Mingus's last dates to a recent quartet release by tenor saxophonist Joe Lovano. But before Werner made a reputation for himself in jazz, he recorded an album that Kevin says jazz listeners should know about.
Duke Ellington's highest compliment was to describe a performer's music as beyond category. But the fact remains that music that doesn't fall neatly into one category or another often fails to find an audience. Back in 1978, the versatile jazz pianist Ken Werner put out an album on Finadar, a somewhat obscure classical music-oriented subsidiary of Atlantic Records. The album was called The Piano Music of Bix Beiderbecke, Duke Ellington, George Gershwin, and James P. Johnson. Despite some favorable reviews, it had a predictable fate. Jazz record buyers rarely came across it. Classical buyers, or non-buyers, dismissed it as a jazz record, although none of the music was improvised. Ken Werner's 1978 recital has now been reissued on compact disc as part of an Atlantic Jazz series. It's an exquisite collection of 14 rags and parlor pieces written between 1916 and 1943, including the sentimental Poem of Love by stride piano king James P. Johnson, an early Gershwin rag, impressionistic studies by trumpeter Bix Beiderbecke, and a piano reduction of Ellington's orchestral work, New World A-Comin'. It's not a flawless set. The Ellington transcription is a bit florid and long, but Werner combines a classical pianist's refined touch and reverence for the score with a jazz musician's confident swing. He's also selected some splendid compositions. To my ears, the Gershwin piano pieces from the 20s and 30s show a deeper appreciation of jazz and blues than do his better-known works for orchestra. Here's Werner playing George Gershwin's first piano prelude from 1926. Ken Werner's program challenges our assumptions about the crude nature of early jazz. He reminds us that James P. Johnson was a sophisticated composer as well as a rent-party piano gladiator. And it's hard to think of 20s jazz as harmonically primitive while listening to Bix Beiderbecke's delicate piano pieces. Yet for all their impressionistic grace, they still betray jazzy theme and variation structure and forward momentum, no matter how quietly expressed. Here's an excerpt from Bix Beiderbecke's Flashes. Thank you. We rightly tend to think of jazz as an improviser's music. And yet, its birth and growth have been tied to mechanical forms of reproduction, from the turn-of-the-century ragtime scores that popularized syncopated music to the player piano rolls and phonograph records that spread jazz to the hinterlands. Besides, even if Ken Werner plays from sheet music on this album, the Beiderbecke pieces were transcribed by arranger Bill Challis, who sat at the composer's side as he sketched out his tunes at the keyboard. Recording some of the same Beiderbecke tunes at around the same time, guitarist Ry Cooter observed that there has always been a lot going on at the periphery of popular jazz trends. Ken Werner's solo album eloquently reminds us that neither early jazz nor its history is as simple as we may choose to remember it.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat, Cadence, and Jazz Times. He reviewed Ken Werner plays the piano music of Beiderbecke, Ellington, Gershwin, and Johnson on the Finidar Atlantic label. You're listening to Fresh Air.